Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary. And more than money, one of the things that you bug me about all the time is healthcare and the focus on healthcare. And I think as we get older, and you're not there yet, I keep bugging you, look into your future, it will become more important. And there's some frustrations around Canadian healthcare in terms of queuing up and how do I get access when I need to and so on and so forth. And there's a lot of things changing, including technology, that I think is going to make an impact in the delivery of healthcare in the future.
I can only imagine what your doctor goes through as you enter into that room and you have to sit in the waiting room waiting for your doctor. And then you have to then get called, go to another room to wait for the doctor. Right. And then the doctor comes. I know we're called patients, mm-hmm. but you don't really have much of it. And so I think when I saw the Rocket Doctor and the platform that they have, I honestly thought of you and I go, this is perfect for someone who lacks patience.
Right.
And more, of course, there's more to it, but I thought of you, I'm like,
Well, let's find out a little bit about what the Rocket Doctor is. So Dr. William Cherniak, who's an emergency room physician, he's also the CEO and the founder of Rocket Doctor, is joining us on the show today. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Why don't we start right off the bat? Tell us about Rocket Doctor.
Yeah, that was funny, hopefully to help with your patients. But basically, we're quite different actually from others. So folks listening to this may have even never heard of virtual care before, and it's relatively new across Canada, but particularly in Alberta. But even more kind of unique is the way that we've structured our system, where we really seek to empower physicians to build and scale our own independent, largely virtual practices. And then what we do as a company is we create this kind of marketplace approach where patients can, who need healthcare, come onto the website, they can request to book an appointment. And then what Rocket Doctor does in the middle is connect patients with the doctor who's right for you, whether they're an emergency physician or a family doctor, but asking physicians to tell us, what are you confident and comfortable managing virtually? We connect the two together. And then rather than just kind of a walk-in clinic, that doctor is empowered to practice medicine. So can order blood work, imaging, make specialist referrals, book follow-up appointments, but has the ability to kind of share care with dozens of other physicians on the platform across the province who can kind of help them manage what you need for healthcare. And so we try to basically really expand access to care, particularly for folks in rural remote communities or those who may not have access to a family doctor. And ideally, the whole focus as an emergency physician is how do we prevent those unnecessary ER visits and improve access to care.
Now, Bill, at the beginning of the pandemic, many people were trying to get virtual care. Some had to use some platforms that were not approved or paid for by Alberta Healthcare. So you go to that platform, you pay a fee, and away you go. My understanding is Rocket Doctor is, and the platform now, all through Alberta Healthcare. Is that correct?
Yeah. So my personal background is 10 years in the global health and nonprofit space. And my sort of primary focus, again, was how do we build a system that empowers doctors to practice medicine within the public healthcare system? And so certain places across Canada are debating what to do about publicly funded care codes. But thankfully, in Alberta, the province has kept remuneration feasible for physicians to practice medicine virtually using the public sector health insurance, using your Alberta Health. And so, yeah, in Alberta, you can just take your Alberta Health card. You don't have to pay anything to see a physician on the platform.
And when you look at how you match the doctors, some would have concerns about the screening process of what type of doctor, the experience, or any type of filtering process that you go through to put them as a roster, like I would say, on the docket that would match. How do you determine which doctors are the right doctors for this platform and which doctors maybe shouldn't be on this sort of a platform?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, physicians on the platform are our customers. Like, we don't have a corporate practice group or anything like that. Each doctor is independent. So just as you would kind of look for, we've kind of helped to streamline the process. So, you know, they're all licensed Alberta physicians that are geographically in the province who are practicing medicine. We do, of course, vet that to make sure they're real doctors and have, you know, insurance and all that other stuff. But then once they're on the platform, it's really, we leave it up to the patient and the provider. So if you have a good initial experience, you get along well, leave it up to you. You talk to that doctor. If you both decide you want to continue, you know, seeing one another at follow-up appointments, you're, you know, welcome to do that. If you say as a patient, well, I'd like to, you know, get a different physician next time available, you can do that too. And we leave that choice up to the kind of patient and doctor to go from there, essentially. But we certainly make sure everybody's a real physician who's on the platform.
Yeah, fair enough. What was the unmet need? So when you started this, you became passionate about doing this. For what reason? Was it, as you said, scaling practices? Was it there was an unmet patient need? Where did it come from?
Yeah, I mean, my background is in the nonprofit. So I started a group called Bridge to Health Medical and Dental about 10 years ago, working primarily in sub-Saharan East Africa. And through work in rural Uganda, got involved in a high-tech diagnostics and devices, particularly a tool called point-of-care ultrasound, and training local physicians in Uganda how to diagnose pneumonia in kids using this cloud-based teleradiology system, where we could basically upload images and have a bunch of Canadian doctors give feedback virtually. And so that managed to get some press in the New York Times and across Canada, and so it kind of pushed me personally in the tech sector. And then as an ER physician in the fall of 2019, before the pandemic, actually, there were just lots of patients coming to the hospital with outpatient primary care issues who couldn't get a family doctor. Right. And so I was thinking to myself, if we could combine diagnostics and technology and virtual care, maybe we could get people access without having to wait for however long you have to wait to see me in the emergency department, if you don't need the emergency department and you can be provided care outside the hospital. And so started to put the pieces together. And then the pandemic hit in the spring of 2020, and it was really the sort of right time to really dive in head first.
Two-part question for you, Bill. On the patient side, what kind of technology is being used? Because we're going to have different demographics that have different comfort with technology. I'm going to look at the people who are some of our clients who do not want to do stuff online. They would prefer to do it face-to-face or over the phone, but need this type of service because they want to get that kind of care. So from a technology perspective, let's take a look at what the patient has to go through. And then what about security? Because we're now using the internet and we are sharing information with all the stuff that we hear about and some of the scary things with the technology, the way it's moving, how much privacy is protected for the patient as well?
Yeah, I mean, so the first point, we make it as easy as humanly possible. So there's no complicated app you have to download or anything. It's just a browser-based extension. So you'd go to rocketdoctor.ca, you click the province that you're in, you fill in some basic information, and you send the form off, and that's it. Someone from our team will give you a phone call. They'll walk you through the appointment. They'll talk about the tech and kind of help you to get set up. So that's as simple as possible for patients. And we've just released a patient portal that we're starting to roll out to folks to make it even easier to get follow-up as well. On the privacy side, that's our primary concern, honestly, is making sure that everything we do is as secure and safe as possible. So interestingly, in Canada, we don't have really federal legislation around health data privacy. It's devolved to the provinces largely. But the United States has the HIPAA, Health Information Act. And so we basically work off of the most strict requirements, and we try to match that for every province that we're in. And of course, each province has their kind of own flavor of regulatory mix that we make sure we're abiding by. And we do basically everything within our power to try to keep data safe and the system secure.
Okay. Who would, I think I've got an idea about this, but maybe just before we finish up the segment, talk to us a little bit about, the type of patient that you're seeing. What first came to mind for me was there's so many people that don't have a primary care doctor, right? They're frustrated, and I'm sure you see a lot of those in the emergency room. But I'm curious, is that who your patient is, or what's the demographic and what's the top three reasons why people are doing this?
Yeah, I mean, as you say, that's about how we've done analyses, and about 50% of patients on the platform do not have a family doctor and live in a rural or remote community. And I do emergency medicine shifts across rural Alberta, actually. So I'll be working a shift on the 5th in a small town in the south of the province. And I've worked in the north and otherwise. And folks that come into those places, less than 25% have a family doctor. Yeah. So, and I've met patients, funnily, in northern Alberta who through organically have just, I've said, how are you going to get follow-up? They go, there's this really interesting thing called Rocket Doctor I'm using. And so I couldn't help smile and think, well, this is good. It's actually touching folks who want to. And then there's other patients as well. You might be in Calgary or Edmonton or otherwise in a major urban center, and maybe you can't get to your family doctor because they're away or on vacation, or maybe you've got a more urgent problem. You're not sure really, do I need the ER otherwise? And so we allow, of course, folks in those situations to also see, or maybe you have something that's stigmatizing where you're a little embarrassed and you're not sure, does it make sense to go in? And so the top three reasons typically why folks would come in, could be something simple like an upper respiratory, you know, cough, cold, flu symptoms, you're not sure. But also we see people coming in with mental health concerns, with, you know, diabetes, high blood pressure, and the physicians on the platform are full scope licensed physicians, so they can manage anything that they're confident clinically to manage virtually, basically.
Bill, thank you very much. We appreciate that. Okay, we got to wrap this thing up, but we've been joined by Dr. William Cherniak, who's an emergency room physician, CEO and founder of Rocket Doctor. Healthcare, that's one of the asset classes we talk about, one of our buckets in the upcoming seminar.
Yeah, on Tuesday, March 19th in Lethbridge and April 16th in Calgary. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Okay, is your financial plan giving you a false sense of security? Stick around after the break. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.